BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts. Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits Podcast with Chris Stark.
Hello, you beautiful podcast geeks. It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1. Scott Mills Show, 1 to 4, Monday to Thursday. And I'm on Fridays, unlike everyone else, on the official chart from 4. Anyway, normally my co-presenter, Chris Stark, presents this extra Friday podcast, which I know you all enjoy very much. He couldn't be with us today, but what I've done for you, yes, you, is put together, well, I didn't, but someone else, put together a beautifully created montage of what's happened on the show this week. Yes, you have heard it before, but you haven't heard it done like this.
Scott Mills.
So we've had this conversation off air quite a lot recently, but it appears that it's now on. It's one of my favourite rants that
it's
you
do. It's got to change.
Right.
And the thing is, I'm not sure you're totally bothered about it the same way that I am. Last week, I was DJing at a club in Lincoln. Outside the front, they've got a massive poster, huge, right? And it's kind of cool seeing your name so massive on there.
But
the picture that goes along with it is I'm embarrassed that that's my face. And I'm not saying I'm good looking, but I'm better than that.
What do you think this guy does for a living?
Like a Hollyoaks actor, like a headshot trying to be an actor, but like in that kind of soaps.
I think it'd be good advertising facial cream.
Why?
It's got great skin.
It's quite a lot of makeup.
Well, that'll do it. And good lighting.
Thanks. What do you think this guy does for a living?
Estate agent?
Yeah. Why? Because he looks trustworthy.
He looks like he could be trustworthy, but there's something there hidden behind the eyes.
What do you think?
Maybe a magician. I mean, it looks like he's hiding something behind that smile.
What do you think this guy does for a living?
Is he a former young chorister of the year?
Today, I went out with a picture of you. You know the one? The one that makes you look like a Louis Tussauds waxwork?
Oh, sure, yeah. Not even Madame.
No.
Louis Tussauds Blackpool.
Definitely not Madame.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get people's opinions on it.
Okay.
And they were very wide-ranging.
All right,
ready
let's hear
to hear
it.
Them?
Let's hear it then.
If you were to say what this man does as a living, what would you say?
I'd say he's an ageing boy band star.
Ex-boy band.
Yeah, I'm thinking boy zone.
Is there a job that you can imagine this guy doing?
Flight attendant.
He sells houses. He's like a property seller. Do you a bit of a dodgy deal. That's what he looks like, yeah.
You're saying he looks untrustworthy?
I think you've smashed it on the head there. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
A waiter, right? He does have a waiter haircut, right? He's got the hair of a waiter. No offence to waiters or anything. I mean, it's an all right trim.
Are we talking high-end restaurant waiter or like local calf?
I feel like if Greg's had waiters, that's where he'd work.
Hi, I'm Christine Gray. I'm the owner of Sheath Relief Equine Willy Washing Service. Ask me anything.
Equine Willy Washing. Now, listeners, let's not get this twisted. This is not like washing a normal one. Am I right, Christine?
That's correct, yes.
Now, I've just looked at this. Don't ask me what I Googled. Right. Like, we're talking a foot to a foot and a half long.
Yes,
Aren't we?
It's quite a handful.
Going back to what you've Googled there, Scott, I don't think you can Google it.
I didn't do it at work. It was on my phone.
Okay.
So Liv has come to us for help. What's the issue, Liv?
It's a bush trimming issue.
What, you need your bush trimming?
No, it's not for me. It's actually my neighbour that I'm more concerned about.
Now, how big's your neighbour's bush?
Absolutely massive. It's uncontrollable. It's growing at a really rapid pace. I've never seen anything like it.
What's the situation then? Are your neighbours next to me are quite old. Is this like some sort of, I don't know, like 80s looking bush, or is this a
modern day?
Yeah.
She's not old, but I would describe it as an 80s bush. And yet she does, yeah, she's a bit of an 80s lady, I guess.
Why out of everyone have you called us? Just, I mean, I'm loving it. I'm here for it. But why?
Because, right, you know the question, who would you have at your table? You guys are the guys who would have at your table. And I think you just give honest answers.
Yeah, but this is more of, but hang on, this is a council issue.
Yeah.
This is
Radio 1, with all your planning permission needs.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you a hotel?
Yeah, we're a hotel and a bar.
And where's that?
Up in Alaska.
In Alaska, wow. I'm calling from the UK. I just wanted to check the name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to check the name of your place again in full.
Skinny Dicks, Halfway In.
Halfway In?
Yeah.
Why is it Halfway In?
Because it's between two towns, kind of in the middle of nowhere. So it's halfway between a town called Fairbanks and a town called Nenana in Alaska.
Oh, of course, between two towns. That makes sense. Skinny Dicks, Halfway In.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, sorry, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Adam, how can I help you?
Oh, hi Adam. Yeah, I'm calling from the UK. I just want to check the name of your business. What's it called again?
Yeah, it's Four Play Cycles with a number four.
Four Play Cycles.
That's right.
And you're a bike shop, right?
We are indeed a bike shop.
Oh, I thought so. Well, yeah, I'm calling from the UK. Your bike shop's quite famous.
Okay. That's nice to know that we're quite famous.
Oh, you're in the UK as well. Sorry, we just done. Sorry, this takes some explaining.
I'm calling from the UK.
I'm calling from this place called the UK. Is that exciting for you? How patronising.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's that?
Hello, it's Jess. I'm calling from the UK, actually.
I knew this would stick.
Okay, this is going to be a thing now, isn't it? Well, hello, UK. Hello. How are you?
Scott Mills.
You're right, Nicole.
My heart's going. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Heart. Okay, cool. All right. Well, listen, like I said, she's a friend of the show, so there's absolutely nothing to worry about. It's Deborah Meaden, your second favourite person on your list.
Oh, my God.
Hold the line. I'm connecting you now.
Just imagine you're in Spoons, okay?
Right.
With
Deborah Meaden.
With Deborah Meaden. Nicole, meet Deborah.
Hello.
Hello, Nicole. Hi.
Oh,
Deborah here.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Been enjoying the sunshine.
Oh my God, I feel like crying. I've actually got tears in my eyes. It's so wet.
Can you breathe? Breathe and speak. There we are.
I can breathe. It's just like I watch Dragon's Den all the time. I can't even speak into you. I'm shaking.
Well, you see, I'm not actually a real dragon, Nicole. It's okay. I'm just a person enjoying the sunshine and stroking a cat at the moment. So there we are. Imagine that.
A cockermouth bike shop was the butt of jokes aired on Radio 1 today, but more than happy with the publicity. DJs Chris Pratt and Scott Mills host an afternoon show and regularly phone up businesses with quirky names. Today, they rang Four Play Cycles in Marketplace. Owner Adam answered the phone to Chris Pratt, who asked him...
I mean, that's...
It's twice. Who asked him to repeat the name of his business. He then focused on the town's name.
What the local paper have done here is they have either assumed that Chris Pratt, who is a Hollywood A-lister, is on Radio 1 pranking their place.
Yeah.
Or they've gone, it's Scott Mills, and the other one's called Chris, and then they've just assumed the last name, or worse, and this is what I think might have happened, someone's gone in the newsroom, they've gone, yeah, that Chris who works with Scott Mills, what's his
second name?
Last name, anyone? Chris.
Anybody in the office?
Not Moyles.
Chris. And someone goes, Pratt.
Pratt.
Yeah, we'll go with Pratt. I've got this thing at the moment, and tell me if this is weird, okay? My partner can drive really well.
Yeah.
And it's one of the first things I noticed about him.
Okay.
He's just really good at it.
Mm.
And it's quite attractive.
Right. Okay. So something you've seen him driving and you've thought, wow, I'm seeing him in a whole new light now.
All the time. Every time I get in the car.
Do you think it's a case that certain things with people, we're just all humans, we can't help it, like the ankle thing that people find attractive, there's no real reason for it, but they're just hot points?
Yeah, because like people aren't trying to be hot there, it's just kind of happening. Charlotte in Northampton, my boyfriend, now boyfriend, parallel parked on our first date, sealed the deal, so impressed.
Can I just give a couple that aren't driving ones as well?
Andy from Andover says, sounds like you're turned on by competence.
Yeah, that's really good. Mm. How about this one? Jess from Gloucester. My husband is an unbelievable swimmer and makes my tummy bubble. Is that a thing? Oh. When he has a race with someone. 4. Hi, guys. My boyfriend answers business calls extremely well.
Yes.
And it's so unbelievably attractive.
Yes. When they're on the phone to work and they're being really good at it.
That's Ashley.
Yes.
Considering.
Agreed.
Scott Mills.
You know one of our favourite clips that we play a lot? It's from a New Zealand quiz on the radio there a few years ago. And a lot of you are obsessed with it. It's a lady that doesn't know the answer to a fairly obvious question. And she keeps going...
Father's Day is on Sunday.
It's just a Kiwi thing from a few years ago. I learned about it from my cousins when I went to New Zealand. I'd never heard it before then.
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Right, so hello, Ali Fraser. I couldn't believe this when I got to our inbox earlier. I wanted to share my new tattoo with you because I thought you might appreciate it.
Oh, no.
I've listened to your show for years and the All I Know Is Sunday lady has made such an impact on my life because she answers everything with Sunday in a Kiwi accent that I now have this tattoo. I think this is real. Click on the image, Chris. What do you see there?
Oh, no, yep. It's exactly what I thought it would be.
Right, so it's a fresh tattoo because it's got like the cling film over it and it's just... In inverted commas, Father's Day is on Sunday. Why would you do that?
I think it's brilliant.
Julie, here is your stark guide to Manchester.
Manchester, Manchester, Manchester. The recorded history of Manchester began with the civilian settlement associated with the Roman fort of Mancunian. Established in about AD 79. The name Mancunian, that gave origin to the name of the city of Manchester, is thought to derive from the Gaelic word...
But they were Gaelic.
Meaning breast-shaped hill.
Oh.
And refers to the bluff on which the fort stood. This latter evolved into the name we now know today...
Sorry, is it later?
This later evolved into the name we now know today as Manchester. Fast forward a few years, and here we are in the grips of the Industrial Revolution. Play the Industrial Revolution music, Scott. The people of Manchester were at it in anger, like angry rabbits, the population increasing at an astonishing rate. This rapid expansion around the turn of the 19th century meant that Manchester became the world's first industrialised city. By the Victorian era, Manchester was dubbed Cottonopolis. The mills of Manchester were the beating heart of Great Britain's obsession with soft bedsheet and a well-ironed shirt. Back to the normal music, please, Scott. Keep up, boy.
Yeah,
a saying captured this sense of innovation, and it survives today. What Manchester does today, the rest of the world does tomorrow. Did you know it's the birthplace of the vegetarian diet? It's where Rolls first met Royce. It's where Michael Marks and Thomas Spencer opened their first store. Marks and Spencer. It's where ITV hit and daytime favourite Jeremy Kyle is filmed. Famous for headlines like, "My boyfriend thinks I cheated with another man through a letterbox."
That was one.
But Julie, you're off to Manchester for a hen do. You need to know about what brilliant activities the city holds. A change in direction on a night out, and you'll find yourself on Canal Street, or Anal Street, as the sign has been recently vandalised. The area is Manchester's clubbing heartland, and has been the LGBTQ plus district since at least the 1940s.
Even when I lived there, someone had made it Anal Street.
Yes, Anal. There's never a quiet night in the city dubbed Madchester. To others. Its music
scene... Not since the 90s.
Its music scene is world famous. You could say it really is Top of the Pops. Play the Top of the Pops music. The 1975. The Chemical Brothers. The Stone Roses. The Oasis. The Twang. The Bugsy Malone. The Smiths. The Pale Waves. The Take That. The Ian Brown. The Everything Everything. And 2005 X Factor winner, the Shane Ward. None of these people are playing at the weekend.
But
Boys to Men are. Play the Boys to Men.
Are they on?
Yeah.
I saw them in Vegas.
Other great hen party activities this weekend include the Greater Manchester Marathon, the Northern Vegan Festival, the Lager Festival.
Should we lose Boys to Men now, or...?
Or you've got the historic and contemporary banner exhibition at the People's Museum. All ideal things for you and your hens. And normal music. But Julie, you lucky thing. This weekend, you become an honorary Mancunian. You will eat their curries. You will dance down Anal Street. Maybe you'll accidentally take part in the marathon. Keep your eye out for a breast-shaped hill. Manchester is wonderful. And as the Ian Brown said when asked why Manchester is so great, he replied, "The thing about Manchester, it's got everything but a beach." And there it is. Enjoy your hen do.
Julie, there was a lot in there, right?
There is a lot. That's me set for the weekend.
So much to do, though.
I know.
Vegan festival, boys to men, pop into Marks and Spencer, created in Manchester.
Yeah, not many people will know that, actually, that Marks and Spencer was actually Michael Marks and Tom Spencer, two people.
Yeah.
Lovers, I believe.
Were they?
I don't know. Two lovers, Michael Marks and Tom. Hold on, I need to check that because they might well be brothers, and then it's just
That's really weird. Let's just look if
get in trouble for that. I just assumed they were
obsessed. If they were a couple,
former lovers.
Were they lovers?
It doesn't say, so we'll go with it for now until someone proves that we're wrong.
Okay. Scott Mills. Chris is not here today, so I have enlisted Ricky, Melvin, and Charlie. Only one has turned up so far, and that's Charlie. Hiya.
Yay!
You right?
How are you?
I'm really good. This feels great.
Can I just say, right, thank you so much for having me on the show. I listen to your show every single day.
You're allowed to say that now.
No, I am. I couldn't say that 3 months ago. But genuinely, like, I love your show. Love you and Chris.
So this is
amazing.
Oh, well, listen, you lot are sounding great in the evenings as well.
Thank you.
Have you got past the terrified stage yet?
Nope.
No. Good afternoon, Ashley.
Hi.
Hey.
Thanks so much for stepping up and doing this today, because I know it's not easy.
No, not really.
So, Ashley, quick question for you. Do you know the answer that is going to come out of your mum's mouth?
I know a little bit, but I have a feeling I'm going to find out a bit more.
Yeah, you're going to find out all the detail. And who are we going to speak to today?
My mum.
Okay.
What's your mum's name?
Joe.
Joe, okay. Oh, good luck, Joe. Oh, look at that.
Yeah. And Joe, over to you.
So, we got married and we'd bought a new house, so we were dead excited. But we couldn't, when we first got the house, we couldn't afford carpets.
Okay. Oh no, it's not a non-carpet story.
Anyway, we'd had the house for about a year, and we were able to afford some carpets, and we got a lovely new blue, like shaggy type carpet in the front room.
Let me just stop you there, Joe. Ashley, is it concerning you that carpet is being so heavily featured in the story already?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I just hope there's no carpet bends coming.
So do I. But you never know. Okay, so you've moved into your house and you've got your new carpets.
And at this about the same time, I was asked to be a bridesmaid at my best friend's wedding.
Oh, lovely.
Uh-oh. And at the time, I had long hair. I decided for the wedding to get a sort of what they called at the time a spiral perm for the wedding.
Wowza, that's a big one. That's a good looking perm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was so I could look like Nicole Kidman in Days of Thunder. That was the idea.
Did you actually take that brief into the hairdresser with you? I want to look like Nicole Kidman, but only her in Days of Thunder.
Do you know what? I'm so intrigued as to where this is going. So far, what I'm learning, Scott, is we're going on carpets and curly hair.
Yeah.
Now, where do we go next?
You're right.
Yeah. So, anyway, the week before the wedding, kind of disaster strikes a bit because my husband broke his leg in a Sunday league football match.
Oh, ooh. No, not before a wedding.
Was it casted and everything? Was it all bandaged up?
Yeah, yeah. It meant that he had to go to the wedding on crutches.
Yeah.
It didn't really matter because my husband at the time very much looked like Tom Cruise.
What a result! What? I mean, you are winning.
This is why you wanted to look like Nicole.
What does he look like now, out of interest? Is he like a battered one, or does he still...
I know, he's...
You've got to ask him.
He's still exceptionally handsome, he's just gone a bit grey.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. Scott, you're
battered,
making me laugh.
Battered Tom Cruise. That's what time will do.
Anyway, sorry.
So he looked very handsome on his crutches. We went to the wedding. However, we were not sat together at the wedding because being a bridesmaid, I was on the top table. So I didn't really see that much of him during the reception. But I suppose we were both looking quite good and there was lots of looks across the room.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a very romantic day.
Cool.
So towards the end of the reception, we got together and we said to each other, shall we go home and shall we have a baby?
Just like that.
All right. So, very much planned.
So, what was it about the wedding? What, you know, what gave you these feelings? What was it about the wedding that you was like, do you know what? Let's do this.
Let's do it.
I think it was the whole sort of perm. You know, I was a bridesmaid. It was very romantic.
And in the church, you were feeling kind of separated, and you wanted to be with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just picturing it like. You've got all eyes on him.
Uh-huh. And she's like, I do.
Yeah, immediately. And I will.
So we went home in between the day reception and the evening do. And I suppose that's where we did the deed and the blue carpet.
Oh, God.
Oh,
okay.
This is where the carpet's coming in.
Right. Ashley, are you okay?
Yeah, just about.
I forgot Ashley was there.
She's listening to the whole thing. Scott Mills. Mike's on.
How we doing? All right.
So you've got a great escape for us. I'm joined today, not by Chris, but by Melvin O'Doom, new to Radio 1.
Hello, Mike.
How we doing, Mel?
Very well, thank you.
All right, so where does it start, Mike?
So I was out on out in town with a few mates. And I happened to bump into a girl I know. And then we went back to hers and just the night just kind of carried away as it does. So my escape plan comes... Now we're to the morning and we're laid there and we're thinking everything's cool. Said they want to keep it low key, but as we say that, there's a knock at her door.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, it's not boyfriend, is it?
And she's like, oh no, it's like her best friend knocking on the door. And she was like, oh, don't worry about it, she'll go away. She'll go away in a minute. But she didn't go away.
What's the problem though with like you being there when best friend arrives? Or do you just want to keep it like low key and no one knows?
Yeah, you would keep her export. Yeah, that's why she's a respectable girl. She doesn't, you know.
Oh, right. So you was trying to hide her dignity by doing that.
You know, for me, I'd like to shout it for the rooftops because, like, you know, I scored massively. Probably not for her, so she probably wanted to keep a bit more low.
Right. Okay.
All right. All right, so you wanted to shout it from up high and she wanted to keep it on the low massively.
So she's basically ashamed of you.
Oh, she just didn't want to share me with anyone else, did she, Mel?
Which is fine. I live that lifestyle all the time, bro.
Okay, Mike, so the friend's knocking on the door. You're going, what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah. So she was like, she'll go away in a minute. And then a friend starts shouting through the letterbox, starts shouting her name, and it's just like, I know you're in there. So she was like, what do we do? So I was like, she was like, you've got to hide. And I'm like, where am I going to hide? So do your stereotypical under the bed. No, can't fit under there.
Don't hide under the bed. That's what they're doing in films. First place they're going
to
look.
Yeah, but it's the first place you think to hide though, right?
Yeah, it kind of is when you're panicking. Okay, so what are the other options?
The other option's wardrobe, but that's just full of like girl stuff, man. You can't get in there.
Right, fair enough.
It's packed.
And I said, right, go and answer the door. She was like, what are you going to do? I was like, I'm going out the window. And she was like, no, you can't go out the window. And I'm like, there is no time. You need to go answer that door.
How high up are we talking here?
Bathroom window upstairs.
Are you like, I'm going to break my legs?
Oh, no, I don't know. I was always that kid when you was growing up, the stupid one that just jump off buildings and stuff.
So you did it again?
Yeah, why not? You know, but at least this time I was doing it for an even better reason than what I was when I was a kid.
I mean, you must really like this girl.
So yeah, with that, she's at the door. I give her the nod. She opens the door. I just jump for the grass. Gotta try and miss the patio because that would break my leg.
And you're away, are you?
Well, that's it. Kind of dust off the dirt. Ran and jumped over the back fence onto the main road. Started walking home, feeling like a boss, feeling like I got away with everything. But that turns out that wasn't the case because as you open her front door, it looks straight into the front room, which has a big window at the back of it. So... her friend stood there and just watched the body flail down and hit the ground, get up and jump over the fence. Scott
Mills. That was great, wasn't it? Actually, you haven't heard it because they haven't made it yet. I recorded this before they even made it, but I bet it was good. Hopefully, Chris will be back with you to look after you on next Friday's extra podcast. Who can say? Scott Mills.